That's okay. I won't talk to you. You can do the show on your own.
I don't want to do a show on my own. It's going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the
Sponge Brad depressed pants.
No, I'm not depressed. I'm happy.
You are?
I am.
You are? The Cowboys did not score an entire game, and you're happy?
Why do you have to bring that up? Why are you bringing that? I'm trying to put that behind me and be happy and do a show, and you're throwing it in my face?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering. Just saying.
You don't love me. I just realized you don't love me anymore.
Oh, whatever.
TubeLongSquirrels.com is better than pie.
It's when in your head.
No, when I first recorded this, it sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it not sound good anymore? It sounds crunchy.
The same as it always has.
No, it sounds crunchy.
Your head's crunchy.
I don't think so.
It's crunchy. I think your head's crunchy.
I think I need to redo it or something.
It's crickly.
Oh, something's wrong with it.
Prickly. The head's prickly.
And it's not just that one. It's all of them that are in that program.
Huh.
They don't sound the way they used to.
Sure?
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
So I'm dispensing with the opening music.
I think it's you. I really do. You know what we found out yesterday when we went to Guitar Center? That the reason that the mics crackle, anymore is because I bang things.
You remember all those things we say, don't bang the microphone? Yeah, well, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I broke them.
And I said, it was your fault. You broke it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been two of them broke.
Yeah, it's me. I'm sorry. I'm going to be very careful from now on.
So we have to buy shock mounts.
Well, and not only that.
You got to stop banging.
But you learned that you can go get them fixed.
Maybe.
They just need to be recalibrated.
We don't know that for sure yet.
They can fix them.
He said he thought so. And I don't know how much it would cost to fix them. So.
Okay.
It may be cheaper to buy new ones.
Yes. We'll see.
So that's that.
Okay. What else you got?
That's it.
That's all?
Yep.
Oh,
bye.
Okay.
Show's over. Bye, Los Condios, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, y'all.
That didn't meet the quota for 10 minutes.
Yesterday, I forgot to put out a show. I had a show.
I thought you put it out.
I didn't post it. When I say yesterday, I mean when we're recording Sunday. Sunday's show. Sunday's show didn't go out until like 5:30 in the afternoon.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, it went out.
Oh, yeah. We made it under the wire, but I'm just saying.
When you already had it done.
It was ready to go. It never got gone.
Oops.
And then Chris Martins calls you and tells you, you should listen. I know you don't listen to our show, but you should listen to this show because we talk about you and it, talking to you, Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't put the show out.
There was no show.
So
I didn't see a show. Did you see a show?
So I'm like, okay, well, that was your one shot to get Faith a listener. You blew that.
Yeah, because now I'm not going to listen.
No, it won't even get they won't even come up until next weekend, and next weekend's full. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What I will do is I'll put it on my iPod, and on our way to Dallas next weekend, I can play it for her, maybe.
Maybe.
So we'll try that.
If I feel like it.
Okay, the Queen show was the other day. The Queen show is over.
Oh, okay.
This is the She Bangs and Broke My Microphone show. So she needs to be contrite.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not going
to
happen, though.
And you're also paying to fix them.
I'm not paying to fix them. I didn't do it on purpose.
I didn't say you did it on purpose. If you did it on purpose, you'd have to pay four times the amount it cost to fix them.
But it's our money.
That's right.
So if I pay to fix them, you're paying to fix them.
Well, you're paying out of your pocket.
But it's our money.
That's fine. I'll just deduct it from your allowance.
Well, this just stinks. I don't like that at all.
Just kidding. You know I wouldn't do that.
Pay for them.
You know I wouldn't do that. It is going to have to come out of your Christmas money. Because that's all the money there is. So, guess what you're getting for Christmas? New microphones
Yay
and
me.
Shock mounts.
That's not true either.
It's going to be in your stocking.
You love Christmas and you can't stand it.
I'm telling you what, I'm broke this year. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You are not.
I am too.
You're so silly.
I'm not silly. I'm broke. I bought stocking stuffers for Faith the other day. I mean, Saturday. Okay. We went and we bought stocking stuffers. And it was like $80. And it's not even enough to fill the stocking. And I'm like, $80? I'm done. Christmas is over.
Oh, poo.
Those were some expensive. They were cool. They were expensive stocking stuffers. And she bought me. And you know what? She's returning mine.
I am not.
She said.
I'm not returning them.
We'll see.
You can't have nothing.
What?
You're just, you have nothing to say?
I am talking. No. This is me talking.
Okay.
So Saturday we went to meet Sam.
Uh-huh.
And his sister.
Uh-huh.
And his wife.
Uh-huh. And children.
And his sister's children.
Mm-hmm.
And his children.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good time.
Uh-huh.
And we sat around the table and we talked. And
yeah.
I got a splitting headache. Man, I mean, I got like dizzy, like. I don't think it was a migraine, because when people describe migraines, it's like you can't even function. And I was functioning just fine,
because mm-hmm.
I was still faking it. I was still like, yeah, I'm cool. Yeah. Hey, hey, see you later. But that was bad. It didn't stop until after we ate.
Hmm. You're allergic to a tablecloth.
I am.
That's what you said.
Why?
You were allergic to the plastic and the tablecloth.
Well, but she's listening to the show. I didn't want her to feel bad.
Well, it's not her fault.
Sure, it's her fault. She put the tablecloth out there.
Well, but that's not a normal allergy.
I know it's not a normal allergy. I'm not even sure if it's real.
And it's not her fault.
Well, I've only got headaches like that.
It's perfectly fine.
No, I'm just kidding. But I have got headaches like that 3 times in my life, and they've all been around plastic. It's like that smell.
That smell.
It's associated with that smell. It didn't have a smell. Plastic.
There was no smell.
There was a smell.
Okay. The plastic smell.
Yeah.
I didn't smell anything. It was just perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It was you.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So
don't you have to like do a shout out or something?
Mm-mm. Nope.
You don't?
No,
oh, okay.
No shout outs. Let's see. I did say I would say hi to.
Isn't that a shout out?
Is it? Is that considered a shout out? I don't know. I said I would say hi to somebody. Oh, Zach. I said I'd say hi to Zach.
Yeah.
So hi, Zach. How you doing?
Hi, Zach.
So, hey there.
Yeah. So you did your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I thought I might. Since I'm saying hello to Zach,
uh-huh.
I might also, say hey to one of the other girls there. What was her name? Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's always nice to me. She's always friendly. She's very sweet. Talks to me and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good. They'll like
and,
that.
You know, I also, since I'm giving shout outs,
uh-huh.
I should also give, and really say hi, because he's so cool and everything. Mm-hmm. Is to Everett, hey Everett, how you doing?
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
That he came and saw me and everything.
Yeah.
He gave me a kiss when I got
there. He did. He blew you a kiss.
He blew me a kiss. And he was like, say hi. I was like, okay. So yeah. So that was cool.
Uh-huh.
And then Rachel was there.
Uh-huh.
So I said, hey.
Hey Rachel.
How you doing, Rachel?
Yeah.
And so that's it, and we had a good time, and we had lots of laughs, and we,
had a good conversation.
Yeah, it was really good, and then mm-hmm. we said goodbye, and that was it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's good.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you remembered all your shout-outs.
I did. It was all really cool.
Good. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or anything.
No, and because I think last time I forgot Mary or something, uh-huh. and she got her feelings hurt.
So
I didn't want to do that this time.
No.
I wanted to be sure that I included everybody in the Eaton clan.
Right.
And
you got Sam and Jennifer.
Sam and Jennifer and Heather mm-hmm. and everybody.
Abigail.
And even Uncle Jeremy,
Yeah.
And say hi to everybody.
He wasn't even there.
No, he wasn't even there, but I just want to make sure I include him when I say hi.
Yeah, you don't want to forget anybody.
I don't forget anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure everybody's included and happy, and everything.
Good. So. I'm glad.
Yep.
I'm glad you're so sweet that you would have a shout out for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I try to be nice to mm-hmm. people. And if they ask me to say hello to them, I like to, oblige them and say hello.
Right.
On the show and everything.
That's good of you.
All of our rest of the listeners are going, what is he going on about? What in the sand hill is he talking about? It's not Sam Hill. It's Sam Eaton. And he's got a daughter named
Jessica
Grace. And she is the sweetest little thing ever. And she snakebird me. Yep. Snakebird me in the living room.
Yep.
Yep. I was walking through. I had to go wash my face off and try to get rid of my headache. And so I went in there and I washed my face off, my hands.
Because that helps, you know, washing your face. What does washing your face have anything to do with
it? Because I had a headache and because it's an allergy. I don't know. It helped me. And I was able to come back. Well, on my way back through, she's sitting on the couch and she holds up her arm like Faith.
Uh-huh.
You know, with the whole, like the big snake arm with the fingers all put together in the thumb and then says snakebird.
Yeah.
To me as I'm walking through. Mm-hmm. She snakebirds me.
Because they think it's funny.
And I said, did you just snakebird me? And she goes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And she's got a weird spelling of her name. Her name is Grayce. And you know why that is?
Jessica? What?
What?
What did you just say?
Her name is spelt weird. It's Grayce.
Oh,
yeah, Jessica. That's it. That's how you pronounce that. No, it's Grace, but it's spelt with a Y in the middle. You
know
why?
Okay, gotcha. Why?
Because you know why there's a Y?
Because they had to have enough letters.
Because they had to have 13 letters.
That's yes, right. Because
all his kids have 13 letters.
Because they're weird.
They're not weird.
Yeah.
It's because Sam.
Sam is weird. And and they didn't know. And then Sam, his sister pointed it out. And
Sam
so then they had
12.
To have,
Sam is 12 letters. Uh-huh. And
Jennifer and is 14.
And so all their kids.
And by accident, the first two were 13. Yeah. And his sister looked at him and went, oh, so now you have to have all 13 letters.
And so the next one was easy. And then we can't forget Abigail. We almost forgot Abigail.
I said Abigail.
Oh, you did? Okay. Mm-hmm. That was a close one. But the next one, I guess, then was her. And so they had to fix it to make it 13 letters. So they
added a Y.
Added a Y to Grace.
That's just weird.
It's not weird. It's Grace.
Grace.
Grace. Weird is having an extra initial like in on your birth certificate of S.
Yeah.
And not meaning it's just like, you know, Helen Marie S. What's that about? That's weird.
Mm-hmm. You know what's weird? Her father.
Yeah, Grace's father is weird.
No, Helen's father.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think Sam has any kids named Helen.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Some psycho named our child Helen S. while I was under the influence of drugs and I couldn't do anything about it. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. What's the matter with Sam? He put a Y in his daughter's name for no particular reason at all.
That's but to make sure letters are so well.
You know what
that's
it is?
Why you get along
he's
so
such
well.
A numerology freak. A numerology freak?
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. He's a numerology freak.
Is that it?
Yep.
Well, then they should have had like 7. He's the number of completion.
They need 2 more kids.
But then they got to shorten all their names.
To what?
The names are all too long. To 7.
No, as long as they have 7 13s, that's fine. Yeah. Like a prime number or something. 7 times 13 is a prime number.
That's important.
It's impossible. All right, we have calls. This show is dedicated to Jessica Grace. And we have calls. Okay. So be nice, everybody, because there are kids listening.
Hey, Jen and Dave. Thought I'd call you and explain why I've never called the 2 blind squirrels. This is JTM, by the way. First of all...
What?
Who's JTM?
I don't know, but he's never called us before.
Nope.
And he's telling
why
Dave...
Why is he calling us Jen and Dave?
He's telling Jen and Dave
why he's never called us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which makes absolutely no sense.
We're not an answering service.
Brad never plays a call straight through, unless it's, like, extremely serious.
Well, yeah. Of course
why
not.
Why would I? The point of the show is to hear what I have to say. The point of you calling me is to give me things to say.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much the formula that we're going with. So, if you want your call played straight through, you need to call the Jen and Dave show because I hear they do that over there.
Yeah, they do.
We don't do that. And sometimes we don't even finish calls.
No.
We just go on to the next one.
Sometimes we just say,
like this
we're
one.
Done.
You know, he's always interrupting.
I do not interrupt people. I wait for strategic pauses in their inflections to put my 2 cents in. Like that one. You see what I'm saying?
Put in his...
You know what I mean?
His 2 cents.
My 2 cents goes in where it goes.
Cents worth. And he does that to Faith, too, the poor woman.
He does.
Do not.
Does never. That all the time, actually.
He never lets her talk or finish.
No, I don't.
Finish the sentence.
Sure I do.
Seems like.
She finishes a lot of sentences, don't you?
Sorta.
Anyway, you know, I live in southeast Texas, just northwest of Houston.
A fellow Texan.
Hello, fellow Texan.
Hello, microphone. Hello.
I hear you just fine. Okay. It's all in your head. You've got a crackly head.
And he has this problem with regions. You know, he can't seem to get the fact that some parts of even the same state are a lot different than other parts of the same state, and that seems to bug him. And then there's this thing about cars. You know, I drive a Volkswagen.
Nazi.
And I live in
whatever.
Texas.
You love Volkswagens.
And I love my Volkswagen.
Volkswagens are cool, but they're Nazi vehicles.
I also love my cat. And I don't think I'm afraid of ostriches either. Anyway, that's why I never called the...
There was a man on the news and I got attacked by a llama.
Yeah, I heard that.
Two blind squirrels. Thanks. Bye.
That wasn't an emu, nor was it an ostrich.
No,
so
it was a llama.
What does this point prove?
Well, because the llama is the snake of the goat species.
Oh, okay.
They're a snake goat.
Okay, so what does it have anything to do with emus and...
Nothing. Just telling you that wild animals are dangerous. Okay. You should be careful around them. I was raised on a farm. I know this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even in South Texas, you never know when something's going to sneak
up
on
you. Hey, Justin here talking about hamburgers. So we got a Jack Daniel's cookbook, and there's a burger recipe, and it doesn't actually contain Jack Daniel's in it.
That's
weird.
There's
something to do, but we haven't tried those yet. The interesting ingredient in these burgers was uncooked oats, like your quick oats, like your
Well, it's just like breadcrumbs.
That's weird.
No, it's not. It's just like breadcrumbs.
Kind of thing. And I was like, that's kind of weird, but it was a really good burger.
Yeah.
It didn't have a whole bunch of other stuff, but like it's, you know, you put your breadcrumbs, it had the oats, I think. So that was its function.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
We put, of course, bacon on
it. But it didn't have
and
Jack Daniels in it.
And mayonnaise, and of course, ketchup.
No!
That's meatloaf.
You just made a meatloaf sandwich.
You just
Sorry.
Made meatloaf.
You put bread in your meat and put ketchup on it. That's meatloaf.
That's meatloaf.
That's not a hamburger. That's a meatloaf sandwich. Sorry.
I actually ate.
I don't make these rules, you know. I just enforce them.
Those for the first time were listening to JT Indy's first live show. So I made everybody else who was there, Jen and Dave and JT, they wanted burgers too. So I don't know if they ever got them. But, yeah, it was an interesting recipe, and we had it on bread because we didn't have any buns.
Oh.
So, there.
See, that's really a meatloaf sandwich, because you eat meatloaf, leftover meatloaf, on bread.
On bread. You eat a hamburger on hamburger buns.
Yeah.
So sad. People go through life and just...
They just don't know.
They break the rules and they think that there's no consequence. But there is. Because one way we will be judged for all of our actions done in the body, whether for good or for bad. And if you make a meatloaf sandwich and call it a hamburger, that's a bad action.
Hey, Brad of Faith. It's Chris calling.
Because my dad!
Agree with Zach, man, there.
Chris,
that, yeah, we really don't want to have your head explode on an audio podcast. And Brad... Contrary to the opinion, we don't even want to see it on a video podcast, right?
Some people do. I have the letters to prove it. I get hate mail. You know, I'm the only podcaster in the world that gets hate mail.
You get hate mail?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, no, but
okay.
I thought I would say that.
Oh.
Because it sounded making me sound exclusive and stuff. No, I don't. I get spam. I get a lot of spam.
Why?
I hope it's spam.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people telling me that I need things that I don't think I need.
No, you
don't. So I hope it's spam.
You don't need them.
So no audio podcast, no video podcast. But if you were ever going to have an in-studio audience, I think that would be a great time to have.
We've done that. We've done in-studio audiences. That's fine.
Why don't
fine.
You come here and visit? We'll have an in-studio
sure.
audience with Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely make the trip down to Texas for that event. So, yeah, definitely make a special event out of the whole thing. And don't waste it just on an audio podcast or trivialize it on a video podcast.
He wants to come when your head explodes.
Love you, man. Talk to you later. Bye.
So we have to set that up. We'll have to set up like the next SquirrelCon. It'll be Brad's head exploding.
SquirrelCon, the next SquirrelCon, we still promised the Northeast.
Yes.
And then we've got to, then the next one we've got to do in California. But we could probably scoot up to Oregon. That's only like a couple hours, you know. It's up there from, you know, Southern California to Oregon.
Yeah, a couple hours.
It's like 2 hours.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
In your small little world.
Yeah.
Yeah, little reality.
Bags fly free, you know.
Yeah.
On Southwest.
In Southwest.
I don't know if that covers Northwest.
Hey, Brad, I'm right there with you on the first gaming system. I remember as a kid, my dad actually bought the Pong console that plugged into the TV that had the two controllers that slid out of the console. And then-
can I take this moment to reflect back to my younger years when I was probably 12. Maybe I was 11. And I remember that riding in a car, the speed limit was 55, by the way, and riding in a car to Dallas took 6 or 7 hours.
At least.
It seemed an eternity because I would ride with my grandmother. Now, you can't tell me that was in my head.
No, that went away.
That was my microphone.
That was your microphone.
Okay, thank you. I thought I was.
No, okay. that was really your microphone.
All right.
You'd ride with your grandmother.
I would ride my grandmother. The speed limit was 55, which means she had to drive 45 or 50,
mm-hmm.
right, in her, you know, yellow Impala.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was a boat, man. It was awesome. And so, and all I had to play with the entire way. Now, we didn't have to wear seatbelts, which is good.
Yeah.
But all I had to play with the entire way was some Matchbox cars.
Uh-huh.
You know. And it's just like, good grief. You know, the trip took forever. And now the speed limit's 70, and it's like an hour away.
Yeah.
But it literally took 2 hours back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it took 2 hours. So, and that's just to the outskirts of our town, to the outskirts of Dallas.
Uh huh.
So, anyway. Then, when I was 10 or 11, like I said, magic happened.
What happened?
They invented the time machine.
What was that?
It was a little, well, it wasn't little. It was actually quite large, but for me, it was little. It was a little, I would say it was about 3 inches by 6 inches.
Uh huh.
And it had little yellow dots on it, and there was drawn on the screen was the shape of a football field.
Mm-hmm.
And there were little yellow dashes in there, or orange dashes, I guess they were.
Yes, yes.
And you pushed buttons, and the dashes changed. It was amazing. It was magic. And you could sit down with that thing, and time would just bend itself over, and 2 hours didn't seem so long anymore. And that was, what was that thing called? It was called the Intel, or the, what was that thing called? The Tel,
I don't remember.
It was a football.
I just remember what it looks like.
It was the first digital football
video game player thing.
And it was dots, mm-hmm. and that's all it was. And one little dot was brighter than the other dots, and that was you.
Yeah, and yeah, and you had to get through.
And it was magic.
Get
and I
through the line.
We're talking to Chris Martinez?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That were just 2 slide switches that went up and down to control the Pong thing, and we thought that was the coolest. Now looking back, the thing was like cave paintings compared to what they have nowadays. Gosh, I was playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 last night. And oh my gosh, it felt like I was really in like some Afghani town going combat, and it was fun and scary. And I, after playing that, even if that's just a mild simulation of only 10% of what our troops go through, I just honor our troops for what they really have to go through in combat, because it's chaotic and wow. But yeah, from Pong to Call of Duty Modern Warfare, we have definitely gone from from cave paintings to the Sistine Chapel in what, 30 years? Wow. Can you imagine what will happen in another 30 years?
Yes, the Christ will come back
in
2012 and it'll all be over.
Awesome, and faith will just hate us even more. But I still love you, Faith, and you too, Brad.
Oh, bye. Thank you. It was called Mattel Electronics Football.
Hey, just
it had a very original name.
Yeah, we were at Fry's last night, and they had they had the new Modern Warfare, the new one.
Call of Duty, I think, is what they were playing.
Is that the one that?
I think it's what they were playing.
What Chris was talking about? Is that one?
I don't know.
Anyway, it was so realistic, and I was actually a little disturbed that it was playing in the store where children were. Because if Helen saw that, I would have been very upset.
So yeah,
we not put a game that's rated E for everyone?
You don't have to pretend to kill people
anymore.
It's
not murdering.
You can actually kill them.
Brad and Faith, it's Jason from Western Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jason from Western Pennsylvania, how you doing?
Let him answer.
Are you not going to say hello?
Hi.
Hey, I'm still listening out here. I'm still alive. I just...
Yeah, you're supposed to be editing. You're like going on and putting the show notes in my show.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what happened to that plan?
There's no show notes.
You didn't even retire. You just didn't show up for work one day.
I just haven't called in in a long
time. You're not getting you know what? You're not getting a recommendation from me.
Time. But I've been still listening.
I've been kind
of catching up a little bit, and I did hear you guys talk about ketchup. And
you've been catching up with ketchup? That's interesting.
How ketchup is good and Brad is bad.
True.
It made me think about my wife, and I just wanted to call and thank you for that. Anytime that I can think of my wife throughout the day is a good thing, because, you know, I listen to my podcast.
All right, everybody, stop. Everybody stop, close their eyes, and think of their wives.
Think of your wife.
Unless you're a girl, then think of your husband.
Okay.
And if you're not married, think of your future wife or husband. And if you're really old and not married, think of your past wife or husband. And if you've never been married and you're really old, you really shouldn't be listening to podcasts. You should go out and get a life, okay?
And meet somebody.
Okay, so we're going to have a moment of silence for our spouses, because they put up with a lot from us.
Yes, we do.
So a moment of silence for our spouses, please. And everybody think of their spouse. Okay, that's enough. That's all they deserve. Let's go on.
When I'm away at work, when I'm driving around Western Pennsylvania, kept selling my candy and my coffee and my nuts. So that is what I do. So any time that I can think of my wife during that time is great. I just wanted to thank you for that.
That's cool.
And the reason it made me...
Because when I think of my wife, I think of my candy and my
alrighty,
stuff.
Now.
And, you know, the stuff that I haven't...
Now.
What?
Stop it.
I do. I think of the candy you gave me for Christmas, the chocolate covered cherries.
Uh-huh.
They're very delicious. And it's almost Christmas time again, and you're going to have to buy me chocolate covered cherries again.
I know.
That's awesome. And Dublin Dr. Peppers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yummy.
Yeah.
If y'all don't get Dublin Dr. Peppers for Christmas, you're missing out. I know everybody has a different candy they like to get for Christmas. Faith likes to get whatchamacallits for Christmas.
But just one.
And you know what else she likes to give for Christmas?
I don't want...
White chocolate covered pretzels.
No, I don't want whatchamacallits. I really just like white... I like white chocolate better than regular chocolate.
White chocolate covered pretzels.
White chocolate covered pretzels.
Which are so easy to find. They're everywhere. You just pick them up.
Angie brought a thing to school, had three little compartments, and it had chocolate covered pretzels in it. And there was one compartment
full of white. You didn't eat the white ones.
I did too. And there were sprinkles on them. They were Christmas tree pretzels. And it was really horrible because I love those things. It's like having those circus cookies. You know those chocolate-covered circus cookies? It's the same thing.
I can't
buy those. It's horrible.
You Christmas cheated on me. I don't eat chocolate.
I can eat those whenever I want.
I don't eat chocolate-covered cherries.
I don't have any contract with you about what I can eat, what I can't.
We have a social contract.
There is no social contract, Wilson.
It is a social contract, House. And it's between me and you. And we agree not to eat our Christmas candy until Christmas.
You know what? You agreed whatever you want to agree to. I'm eating my pretzels.
Let me think of my wife is because she eats ketchup on everything.
Can I dip Fritos in
everything.
My chocolate?
You can dip Fritos in your
popcorn.
Eggs. Steak.
You can
Thanksgiving coming up.
You can put ketchup on your French Fritos if you'd like to.
Ew.
She has to have ketchup on her turkey.
She puts ketchup on everything?
You know, you should have your wife checked out. Seriously, that sounds like a neurological problem.
Yeah, my friend April.
Because if everything she eats has to taste like ketchup.
There's something wrong with it. But it's good. Turkey? Tomatoes are good. But she needs to get the organic kind. She's eating a lot of high fructose corn syrup.
That's true.
That's not good for you. Get the organic kind.
You need to get
kind.
The organic because that's way too much high fructose corn syrup for her.
It's not good for you. But my friend April. Hey.
Dublin Dr. Peppers don't have any high fructose corn syrup.
My friend April loves ketchup. Corn,
imperial sugar.
And when we go somewhere to eat and she gets french fries, it takes her so long to get the ketchup packets all out and ready. And then she has to put pepper in them.
And she has to mix this
mixture.
She
mixes it all up and gets it all ready. And by then, I'm halfway done eating.
And her french fries are cold. Come on. You just put a squirt of Cholula in there. It does the same thing.
On her stuffing.
What?
Ketchup on your stuffing?
That's wrong.
It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Gravy on
stuffing.
We go
through immense amounts of Heinz in our family.
Get the organic.
Yes, you know,
living in Western Pennsylvania with Pittsburgh just down the road.
Heinz is not really ketchup. It's just tomato juice.
And it
has chunks in it.
Get organic.
Heinz. I made the mistake when she was pregnant with one of our children of bringing home Hunt's.
No.
And
that stuff's nasty.
I should have thought about it, but I didn't. It was on sale. I thought, hey, I saved some money. I was helping.
Wrong. You didn't save any money because that went in the trash. You had to go buy Hunt's.
So now the family. But no, I came home and I forgot she was pregnant. Well, I didn't forget she was pregnant, but.
You forgot she was pregnant?
You forgot it matters.
But it was a mistake because she was pregnant. She's hormonal, and I had brought home Hunt's.
And you had to go back to the store with Hunt's sticking out of your pants. And behind, how embarrassing for you.
The vine, and that just was a mistake, and I definitely got chewed out that day.
I bet.
I came home from work, so.
You had a Hunt-sized knot on your head. And
So yeah, there's a lot of emotional ups and downs in this call, but mostly it's good. So thank you for making me think of my wife during the day, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Organic Heinz.
It's the best, and it tastes good, and it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it, which is bad for you, I hear.
Okay, all right. Now, here...
It's Chris Martin!
Chris Martin!
The restaurant Buca di Beppo has been commented on your show. Now, as somebody from New York, somebody who's got Italian heritage, and somebody who actually now lives here and been there, I'll say it's a nice restaurant. It's more of a novelty restaurant than anything. I mean, it's like some old Italian grandmother's house on steroids.
Buca di Beppo! It's my new favorite word.
Yeah,
Buca di Beppo. Buca di Beppo.
I'll admit, I think I can cook better than most Italian restaurants when it comes to Italian food.
Well, then I will come and let you know if you can.
You're going to trust the Sasquatch?
I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
I am.
I'm bringing a little satchel of Whataburgers with me, just in case.
I am going to trust the Sasquatch.
You can't trust a bachelor Sasquatch.
Yes, you can.
That he cooks better than any other Italian food restaurant in town.
I can trust that he can cook.
He can microwave. He's a gamer. What does he know about food? He sits around eating Cheetos and Mountain Dew all day. See, she's after you guys. It's all her.
Yeah.
She doesn't like you.
So, yes, I can cook. You don't get to be my size and not know how to cook while being single.
Maybe him being a bachelor means he can cook.
Maybe.
But,
he should use those skills to snatch a woman.
It's a novelty distraction, but it's not.
Like how? Like leave breadcrumbs out for hungry women to follow?
No,
help me think through this, will you?
Cook for them.
Oh, okay.
Invite them over and cook for them, but... In the cooking, you have to clean out. You can't make a big, giant, horrible mess because she will go run. She will run for the hills.
I've been to better Italian restaurants that are, like, family-owned. But, you know, if you're going to go there with a big group, definitely get the poultry room. Yeah, it's an experience, but just based on the food, it's all right. So,
all right.
There. That's my opinion. But
thank you.
Brad, if you guys really want to go check it out, I'll be more than happy to take you there.
Okay. Okay.
So hopefully you're comfortable with your who you are, Brad,
sure.
Because the bathroom experience, all the pictures they have hanging up in the men's room.
What?
It can be a little disturbing for those who are not confident in themselves, we'll say. So,
what?
All right. I'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
What on earth is he talking about?
I don't know. I'm a little disturbed.
Well,
apparently he was too.
Hey, before any of you hang up on us and... Oh, too late. Dadgummit. Please tune in tomorrow for a shocking revelation. That's right. Tomorrow we will play for you the shocking audio from Jen and Dave. That's right. A revelation from Jen herself that you
will not believe. In fact, right here exclusively on Two Blind Squirrels, you will hear the shocking audio. It's sweeps week here at podcasting, and we're going to get you. So tune in tomorrow for that. All right. You won't believe. You won't believe it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's
yes, Faith and Brad, this is Amy walking in the
street. Hey, I thought she was mad at us.
Why would she be mad? Do you have a guilty conscience or something?
Well, she hasn't called in a while.
Well, she's busy.
I just listened to Skeeter trying the Payday candy bar,
uh-huh.
And that was absolutely adorable.
Oh, thank you. Well, tune in because Saturday, catch up with your shows, because Saturday she did Baby Ruth versus Hershey's. So you'll have to tune in for that.
Absolutely.
But it was a tie.
The sweetest, cutest thing. I definitely enjoyed that. You have a suggestion for another candy bar for her to try.
Okay.
And maybe you can have her try a Reese's peanut butter cup.
That
yes.
is
it's,
not
it's sitting
a candy
right
bar.
Here.
Yes, but it's not a candy bar. That's why we haven't done it.
But it is a candy bar.
No, it's a candy bar substitute. It's a candy bar alternative. It's not a candy bar.
But it is a candy bar. I mean,
is it
know.
A bar?
No, but so.
Then it's not a candy bar.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's a candy bar alternative, and it's going to be in our contest, but it's not going to go up against a regular candy bar because that would be unfair. It's going up against M&M's, the other candy bar alternative.
Okay.
There are two candy bar alternatives, two acceptable candy bar alternatives, and that is...
You have so many rules.
M&M's.
It just makes me tired.
And Reese's.
It's tiring, your rules.
Now, our question is, do we want to... I don't think it's fair to put a Reese's up against a plain M&M.
No, it needs to be peanut M&M.
It has to be peanut M&M, right? Doesn't it?
But peanut M&Ms always win.
Well, I don't know, because Helen's got to make that decision, not me.
She'll pick peanut M&Ms.
Okay. We shall see. Okay. I was surprised at the Hershey's contest myself. I was even surprised at Payday, how high she rated the Payday. Payday got an 8.
I know.
So, you
weird?
Never know about Helen.
That is actually my favorite candy bar of all.
Not a candy bar. It's a candy cup. Okay, read the package. It says Reese's peanut butter cups, not Reese's peanut butter bar. Okay, I want to keep that straight because we have to keep these lines of demarcation clear. Otherwise, there'll be chaos, cats and dogs living together. It just won't be good, okay?
So, just a tip.
She's probably a liberal.
But that's it for now. Enjoying the podcast as always, and the Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios, Amy! Walking in the spirit and stuff. One more call. One final call. One last
call. When I was doing my last show, I talked about going to the convention in July, and I would be staying with you. And Christina said it would be a good idea if I would ask you if I could stay with you. So can I stay with you? By the way, this is Uncle Lewis. Bye.
Well, of course,
if he's in a convention in Dallas, it's kind of a long drive.
That is a long drive.
To have to stay here and then go to Dallas.
I mean, yeah, you're welcome to stay here. It's an hour and a half from Dallas, though.
Yeah.
Be aware.
I mean, just so you know.
Be very aware.
You're welcome to be here. But...
Sure. We got a bed for you. As long as you can sleep in a twin. Because that's all we got.
We got two twins.
Got two. And then another one on stilts. What? We do.
Helen's bunk bed.
Helen's got a bunk bed.
A
loft bed. And then we have
two twins in the guest room.
In the guest room. So you're welcome to one of them. The other I have rented out to a homeless man. What?
Okay.
No? Oh, no, I don't. I haven't approved that yet. And if I do rent it out to him, he won't be homeless anymore, will he?
Oh,
I don't think so.
I thought that was all the calls.
That was all the calls. I was just making sure he was done. I thought maybe he would say Vios con Dios at the end.
He did.
Oh, did he? Well, if he Vios con Dios, then I guess that's the end of the show. Faith has got her head down on the desk. She's been moping for the last 5.5 minutes. When is this show ever going to end? This is Jessica's show.
I know. It's a great show.
Don't
Jessica.
Be in a hurry for this show to be over because it belongs to Jessica.
Jessica Gray.
Everything
Grace.
Every joke in this show was approved by Jessica Grace.
It was
if
Grace.
If you are upset with anything that was said during this show,
you need to write your concerns.
Please take it up
to
with Jessica,
Jessica Grace.
That's right. You can find her. Well, just send them to me at comments at twoblindsquirrels.com, and I'll make sure she gets them.
Yes, we will.
So be sure that you do that. How old do you say Jessica Grace is? 3-4 years old, maybe?
Yeah.
How old is she? Seriously.
Oh, Jessica?
Five? No. How old is she? 10?
10, probably.
10? I don't know. That's a guess. She's around 10.
That's my guess.
So just so you know, that's who. And it's Sam's daughter. And she gave me a snake bird and was very upset with
and
me.
A
because
hug.
Because last time I mentioned their family, I left her out. And so that's what
she
that
was not happy about that at all.
That's what all this was about today. So that's why the show is titled The Jessica Grace Show. If you were wondering.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't wondering, I don't know what to tell you. Be sure you tune in tomorrow for the shocking audio that we reveal about Jen and Dave. It's so shocking that you might be a little shocked or something. It's possible. Faith has heard this shocking audio. And what did Faith have to say about this? I will just give you a tease as to what Faith's reaction to this shocking audio was.
Uh-huh.
It was.
What was it?
What did you say?
I don't remember.
Oh. Well, I do. And it was, no way. That's what she said. That's what Faith said.
Is that what I said?
Faith is quoted as saying, after hearing this shocking audio,
No way. Are you sure that wasn't
and
Avery?
I'm here to tell all of you, way. That's right. So be sure you tune in tomorrow for that from Jen and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
From Jen, of the Jen and Dave. And
it everything. Will change your perception of Jen
It will
forever.
Change your perception of Jen Avila forever. Ever, ever, ever. It's shocking. You know what else is shocking? They're not going to record the show anymore on Sunday nights. Faith's done. She's laid her head down on the desk, and she's upset with me that the show is still going on. It's only been 41 minutes. That's pretty good for a Monday. Fine. I'm ending the show. Faith's not talking anymore. She's drooling on the desk. She's acting like she's pretending to sleep, but she's not. If I stop podcasting, I have to go back to thinking about the Cowboys' loss, and that's going to be depressing.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. End the show.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.